Good evening. I want to thank you all for coming out to celebrate this awesome moment with us. We really appreciate you being here. When I started school in first grade, you could not get a squeak out of me in front of anybody. When I came here, I was trained in English class to speak in front of 20 to 30 people. Now I'm honored to speak in front of 200 or more people. It does not mean I've gotten over my stage fright. I'm actually wearing knee silencers so you don't hear them knocking. First of all, I would like to give some special acknowledgments. Then I'll give a little insight into our seniors, the personalities we see in each other, our highlights, and what we want to plan to do in the future. I can speak for all of my senior class. We would like to say thank you to the church members here. Without you, there would be no school to go to. Thank you to all the school board and the teachers. You guys do so much that we don't fathom at all. So thank you for that. Special thanks to Mr. Alex. You've had to deal with a bunch of rowdy, sneaky, moody teenagers, and you've had to bend over backwards to help us achieve our goals. We want to thank you for that, and we're sorry for making life so hard on you. We do appreciate what you did for us. Thank you to Jeff Brubaker, Norvin, and Dayton, and others for helping us with our senior projects. We've just about gotten enough to reach our goal to go to Kentucky, to the Creation Museum, and visit the Ark and other stuff in Kentucky. Can hardly wait for that. Last but not least, we want to say thank you to our parents and to our friends for supporting us, for putting up with us, and for helping us, pushing us to reach our fullest potential. On a personal note, I would like to say thank you to Dayton, who has been a mentor for me. He's been like a dad to me. I hope we can continue this in the future. Now on to the next subject I want to share with you, us seniors. I will point out our personalities, a little insight into our personalities, our highlights of the past year, and our future goals, how we got to know each other so well. This last class, we had a literature class. Most of us seniors were in it. And we did it in the library. We crashed on the couches, the floor, whatever was comfortable. Most of the time, we did our lesson as assigned. Other times, we didn't. And in these down times, we yakked about all kinds of stuff. We learned a lot about each other. So first off is Nina Beiler. She is described by the rest of us seniors as a no-quitter attitude, very clean and caring. She loves throwing curveballs with her strange facts at odd times. And she has extensive medical knowledge. Germs will tremble at the sound of her name. She has an optimistic and positive outlook on life. Her highlight this last year was, of course, literature class. In the future, she wants to become an RN. I personally think she'd do best in a very German-fested environment. One other thing I would like to say about Nina, she started a sort of trend in our class. She'll stay up all night or maybe two nights doing schoolwork, and then she'll come to school not slightly grumpy for like 3 or 4 days. So when the rest of us stay up all night, we call it pulling Nina. Next is Elisa Nicely. She is known for kindness, humor, very encouraging attitude, and exceptional computer skills. One experience with Elisa I had about 2 years ago, we had a wager on who would finish a social studies book first over the weekend. And whoever won, whoever got done first, would get a pop. And I won. Her favorite part of school was family fun night this last year. Her future goal is to travel to India, spread God's word, and travel the world. Heidi Mellinger, if you need something organized, go to her. She can organize anything. She's known for her laughter, her smile, volleyball skills, and is very energetic. She also has some blonde moments, which add spice to her character, no offense. Her highlight this past year was the volleyball tournament. She was on the winning team for that. She plans to be a counselor at Beaver Lake Camp this summer. Janae Weaver, she is an awesome leader. She doesn't flinch from responsibilities. She's not scared of, responsibilities or what needs to be done. She's a jubilant spark for life. She cannot sit still. Even though she doesn't sit still, she always will take time out to help someone or very caring attitude. And I have never seen her angry, maybe frustrated, but never angry, which I think is very impressive. She's a great volleyball player. Her best moments this last year was snowboarding with the high school class, and her goal is to go visit orphanages and to help children whenever, wherever. So now on to the guys. Neil Byler, I didn't know him very well, but he is known for being very energetic and laid back at the same time. I'm not sure how that works. He's funny. He loves sports. His highlight is the upcoming senior trip, which we're all looking forward to. His future plan is to live God's plan for his life. Leif Hartman, he loves Nutella, and he loves bikes. He's very understanding, hardworking, and can draw anything he wants to. He has artistic skills and fills lead roles in class projects. His highlight this last year was his last chemistry test and the last day of school. Now, if you've taken chemistry, you'll understand this. I know I do. In the future, he wants to become a pilot, to join the fire department, and to be a missionary for 1 or 2 years. And now on to Sebastian Nagoy. Oh, boy. Right off the bat, he's perseverance. He does not give up. He works very hard at whatever he does. Now, he's very generous. He probably gave away 10 packs of gum this last year. And in school, gum is a very precious commodity. So he's a good volleyball player. He's authentic. He never tries to be someone he's not. He's always himself. If you have a question regarding iPhones, computers, just ask him. He'll talk your ear off. We have an inside joke about his life expectancy. Either volleyball or caffeine will kill him by the age of 30 years. That's just an inside joke. So I'll give you a rock star for that. His highlight was also family fun night. His future plan, live life to the fullest. Sounds fun. So now me, Garrick DeLug, I don't like talking about myself very much, so I'm just going to share a few comments that were written by some of the seniors. Technicality of life, love of music and country life, realistic viewpoint. If you want to know more, ask them. My highlight of the past year was literature class in school. Out of school was flight lessons, and my optimal experience this last year was when I got my private pilot license. That was really awesome. My future goal is to have an aviation career in either search and rescue or missionary pilot. So in conclusion of this speech, I'd like to share with you a brief comparison of aviation with our Christian life from a Christian viewpoint. I think most of us here want to try to live for God. Jesus guides us throughout life. I think of him as a co-pilot. So if you can imagine with me on in the airplane, on the runway, ready to take off. And we're trying to climb up to flight level heaven. And on the way there, we're going to run into, it may hit storms, clouds, low visibility, ice. This is comparable to life's mess-ups, poor decisions, or sins you're carrying in your heart. A small mess-up it can be easily fixed like us. It's like when your plane stalls, it no longer has lift. And if you don't fix that, you'll eventually hit the ground. But it's easy fix. You just push the nose down and you tell your Jesus, your co-pilot, sorry, and you can keep flying. If a serious mess up is like an engine failure, so our engine goes out and we can't fix it. Jesus is the only onboard mechanic that can fix it. But before he can fix it, we have to give the airplane to him. We have to give him the flight controls. We have to give him our life. And then he will fix it and he will fly. So As we move forward from high school into the real world, let's give the controls to Jesus, and we'll be his co-pilot and follow his directions. Thank you for your attention. Let's go get some ice cream. Oh, wait, I think we get diplomas first.